MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The election on Tuesday brought with it changes in many communities, but some incumbents also saw a strong show of support. In Roswell, Mayor Tim Jennings was elected to another term, while Cloudcroft saw newly appointed Mayor Tim King ousted by newcomer Dustin Wiley. In Rodoso Downs, Carol Scott was elected mayor, replacing outgoing Mayor Dean Holman. In another hotly contested municipal race, Sherry Hare and Eddie Cedillo took seats on the Capitan Board of Trustees. The pair shared a little more than half of the 719 votes cast in the six-person race. Votes were heavy for school boards in Rodoso and Capitan. Almost 2,000 votes were reported cast in the race for the Rodoso Municipal School Board, with incumbents Mark Beatty, Dave Tomlin, and Luther Light all retaining their seats. In Capitan, Brett McInnes, Cynthia Black were tops in the four-person race for two school board seats, but the margin was close. Voters accepted general obligation bonds in Hondo, Corona, Carrizozo, and Capitan, but the Corona Public Schools GO bond passed by just 4 votes. And voters rejected a quality of life gross receipts tax in Rodoso Downs by 5 votes and capital improvements mill levy in Corona by only 10 votes. President Donald Trump on Wednesday nominated former New Mexico District 2 Congressman Steve Pierce of Hobbs to serve as the director of the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM, which falls under the Interior Department, manages about 245 million acres of public land and 700 million acres of mineral estate across the U.S. The president's nomination is heading to the Senate for approval. And a homicide investigation that began almost 4 years ago garnered some additional forensic testing last month that helped produce a murder charge against a Roswell man accused of fatally shooting another when both were teenagers. In addition to second-degree murder, Miguel Ramirez Gallegos, 22, is also charged with shooting at or from a motor vehicle and tampering with evidence for disposing of the gun he is believed to have used to kill David Gonzalez, who was 18, on December 26th of 2021 in Southwest Roswell. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.